We're in Hilchos Yom Kippur, Simin Tafrei Shud Gimel. We're up to Halacha Hey, and we will be doing through Yud Beis. So we're on the Isser of Rechitza. Ha'holech le-Beis Medrash, o lahakpil p'nei Aviv o Rabo. Someone who's going to the Beis Medrash, or to be mekabel p'nei Aviv for Kibud Av, or Rabo, or his Rebbe. O Misha Gadol b'meno b'chochma. Or to be mekabel p'nei anyone that's bigger than him in learning. O le-tzorche mitzvah, for the sake of any other mitzvah. Yochol lavra b'mayim al-tzavoro. Chazal were matir, walking through water up to his neck. This is provided that there is no other way of getting there. Bein bahalicha, whether by walking there, bein bachazor, even coming back. The reason why is because we're afraid if we won't allow him to come back, he won't go in the first place. We don't want him to be mevatel lemitzvah. Ubilvad shelo yotzi yodov mitachas svas chaluko lahagbia shulei chaluko al zroo. As long as he does not pick his hands up from under the bottom of his chaluk, of the cloak he's wearing, in order to pick up the bottom of the chaluk and have his arms carrying that. Why not? So one thing the Mishnah Berurah here mentions, because that is doma to hotzah, it doesn't look like a beged, it looks like a masa, like you're carrying something. But both in Hilchos Shabbos as well as later here, the Mishnah Berurah says that Chazal, since this is the normal way of walking through, in order that he remember that it's Yontif, that it's Yom Kippur, and he not comely day schita, Chazal said that he has to walk in a way that there's a heker, that's different than norm. And the reason for all this is because his kavon is not l'shem rechitza. V'hu shelo yiyu hamayim rodfin. That's only if the waters are not running. The imkein af b'chol osu b'pnei ha-sakana. Running waters are sakana chalila. Someone could be swept away. Afilu meina magiyim el ad masnayim. Even if it only reaches his thigh, lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that's really mutter. It's just a little bit above that's going to be usur, and this is usur even during the week because of sakana. Sivav hadashari laver begufa b'mayim levar mitzvah daf kalaver begufa b'mayim atzman. That it's mutter is only to walk through the water themselves by himself. Avalaver b'sfina ktana yesh misha osur, but to actually go through it in a boat, that's osur. This chazal were never matter. Actual swimming or floating, chazal were never matter. Siv zayin. Harav osur laver b'mayim k'dei leilech etzel talmido. It's only for a talmid to a rav, not a rav for a talmid. Not only that, but even for someone to go to someone who's equal to himself would be osur. Siv ches. Haholech lishmo perosav. Someone who has to go guard over his fruit. Mutter lavo b'mayim ba'alicha. He's allowed to go through water going there. Avalo b'chazor, but not on the way back. Meaning, in a dvar mitzvah, they saw the necessity for being matter on the way back as well, otherwise he may not go and he won't do the mitzvah. Here, so if he doesn't want to go, he won't go. Hago, v'chol mokum de mutter lavo b'mayim, afiloi lo dero shiyochol aka b'yabasha, mutter lavo de lamayet b'hiluch odav tfei. The Ramah Shita is that if it's a question of walking around the water or walking through the water, since walking through the water is shorter, that's preferred. The Achronim argue with the Ramah, and they say that if you can go around, you should avoid going through water. Siftes. Also, le'itstanin betit lach, imutofeach amanas lahatfiach. You're not allowed to cool yourself off on moist cement. If it's so moist that if you touch it, your hand will be wet enough to wet something else. This is considered wet on for Yom Kippur. V'asur litztanen bekelim sheyesh ben mayim. You're not to cool yourself off on kelim that have water in them. Afilu em chaseyim, even if they're not full, so it's not so common for them to spill over, but it may nevertheless splash. Bein shel cheres, bein shel mateches, be it ceramic, be it metal. But a cold metal or ceramic dish, you're allowed to cool yourself off on Yom Kippur because there's no liquid there, so this is not rechitza. V'chein b'peris, you can use fruit for that. Uvetinok, as well as you can use a child. Hagov, also lishros mapa mebod yom v'lasosak amin kelim neguvim, when it's not above Yom Kippur. you're not allowed to wet a cloth before Yom Kippur, let it dry out, and then use it to cool yourself off on Yom Kippur. The Chashin and Shema lo tinogev yofe, because we're afraid that it will not be totally dry. The Yovela de Schita, and even if there's no question of Rechitza, we're afraid that it'll be over on Schita. However, what you're allowed to do is take a towel in which you dried your hands on Erev Yom Kippur and use that to cool yourself off on, because we're not afraid that there's so much water in that. Hachol arochitz kedarko afal bishena mesukin. Washing, a chola washing himself is mutter, even though he's not a chola mesukin. Yud kala kol shloshim yom muteres lichotz paneha. A kala, in order that her husband not see her looking not so nice, is allowed to wash her face all 30 days. The poskim say the bizman hazeh that we spend all Yom Kippur in shul, that doesn't apply. Yud Aleph. Mi shera keri bizman hazeh biyom ha-kippurim. Im lachu makancho b'makba v'dayo. So you're not allowed to wash it off. What do you do? So if it's still wet, so what he's allowed to do is just wipe it off. Vim yaveshu. What if it dried? Ocean is lachlech. Or there are different places within him that got filthy. Rochitz makomis hamaluchlochim bo levad. He's allowed to wash it off because it dried up, because it's lichloch umispal, and then he can daven. Vasalirchatz gufo, it's certainly he can't wash his whole body, or litvol, or to be tovol. Afal pisha b'shari yamos hashanu roga litvol litvila. It's a machlokas we've shown him if bizman hazeh, one is supposed to be makbid on tefillas Ezra for tefillah. Lamaisa, that we paskin mikra din, you don't have to. So even though someone is machmer all year long, he could not go ahead and be choshesh for an Yom Kippur. The same thing for spilling 9 kavim of mayim shuvim on himself. Yudbeiz bizman hazeh also lisha litbo b'yom kippur afila higiyaz man tfilosobo bayom. We hold tfila bizmana is a mitzvah, but bizman hazeh, because of the cheshbin that we do, we don't have tfila bizmana anyway. But aside from that, bizman hazeh tfila is not for the sake of tara. Tfila is only for the sake of iser veheter, for making her mutter labala. Therefore, it is osur on Yom Kippur. What happens for a woman that has to be mafsik batara on Yom Kippur itself? So she's allowed to wash around there before doing the hefsik tara. And someone who has to be tovel amatzoy Yom Kippur does her chafif on Erev Yom Kippur, another quick one amatzoy Yom Kippur, and then is tovel on matzoy Yom Kippur.